All right, so this is recording here. Are you ready to see what happens when I click this button on YouTube?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm applying for like a job, and I'm like, this is awkward. Oh God, no, I wasn't ready. What the mother? I want to get something to sit on. Hold on. Okay. I'll be right back.
It's okay. I'm looking at all the features. We probably should have tested this before. You're not even there. So do I have to invite you again? Okay. Are you in there?
Okay, I'm back.
So do I have to invite you again?
I like to be invited places. What are we being invited to?
Well, I mean, do you see anything?
Well, I'm not looking.
I mean, on your screen, do you see anything?
Hold on. nothing. Nothing is... I see myself. Oh. I'm sitting on pillows right now because I'm too... I can't get... I'm the perfect awkward height for the webcam. It's... Oh, no. Nothing is more fun than technical difficulties, right?
So that's supposed to invite you to the conversation.
Hang out. All right. Okay, I got it. Oh, do I just join, I guess?
I think so. There you are.
Oh, it's on my boobs now.
Yeah, that's what we've been...
Is this how we're going to get a thumbnail and it's just boobs?
Yeah. On the this podcast is called Matthew and the Boobs.
We'll put Michelle and Drew out of business in a heartbeat. You are on a moderated video call. This video call is running in an app that gives a moderator the ability to control your audio, so I do not have ability.
I am in control.
They also have the ability to reject me from the conversation.
And then I can kick you out if I decide...
You've had enough of me.
...that I'm done.
You might want to kick me out of this, so I just want to ask you now. Do you watch The Bachelor? And you should start watching The Bachelor. It's only week one. You haven't missed anything. Go back. It's on Hulu. I'll give you my Hulu password. Please watch The Bachelorette.
Was it? I think it was the Bachelor when everybody was talking about it like a few months ago. Was that The Bachelor?
Yeah, he proposed to this girl, Becca, who is now The Bachelorette. And he proposed to her and was like, and then it was worse. He said, I pick you now, I pick you tomorrow, I pick you every day. And then 3 months into it, he was like, I feel like the more I hang out with you, the less likely I'll have a chance of getting back to the other girl. True. He said that. And so now she's the Bachelorette. And I like her very much, though she's created a catchphrase for herself that makes me hate her, which was, let's do the damn thing. And people keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, whenever anybody comes up with their own catchphrase, it's always overdone.
Well, it's just really awkward. Like, let's do the damn thing. Like, it sounds like you're mad at it. Like, let's get it over.
Are you ready?
Oh, sorry. I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing. You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and co-hosting with me is Joanna Zaleski.
Hey! You know me ribbing that.
Oh my god, so we have not done this in forever.
No, we haven't. Well, last we're talking about the royal wedding, and now they're like basically...
That was so together. 2 weeks ago. They're probably already divorced.
Oh, speaking of the royal wedding, so Netflix informed me that there was another episode of The Windsors, and I was like, and they did a royal wedding special, and it is really funny, where Meghan is trying to control what Harry's bachelor party looks like, and she takes him to a spa to calm down and like detox, and he gets one glass of free champagne, and he wakes up in prison, and like she's ready to leave him. And she's like, oh, we're just too different. And then Prince Charles says, yeah, you're right, because you're an older actress. And, you know, there's so many great parts for women after over 40, right? And she goes, I should turn around, I'll marry you. It's very funny.
I added it to my list, but I haven't started it yet. I've watched as much of it as you've watched The Crown, so.
I watched an episode and a half. Did you watch that much?
Oh, no, I guess you got me beat.
They reference The Crown on that. See, you would love it if you love The Crown, because it's, well, I mean, it's very different from The Crown, but it's very funny. And the accents are just so over the top. Oh my god, they're so funny. I would love to know what a real British person thinks of it, because I think it's very funny. And I just, you don't hear a lot of, like, from what I, like, humor about the royal family. It's like, you just kind of don't talk about it, so it's very surprising that there's humor about it. I could be wrong, but...
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, thanks for keeping this conversation really lively there.
Well, I mean, we haven't been completely slacking off. You and I have been very busy the last 2 weeks setting up social media, networking with other podcasts.
Getting mean comments from high schoolers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all of our hard work has finally paid off because we received our first message from one of our fans. On Instagram named FABA3FABAXA. She says, "I love men. Come check out my profile." And I'd like to say, Joanne and I also love men, and we're glad you're enjoying the show.
We also have a fan, my friend Mindy, generally. So she's, I think, the only person that's listened to all of our episodes and says that we are like a Kiki and she wants to have a party. Die, turn, work. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I can't not say let's have a Kiki and not at least do a little bit of it.
Do some of the choreography.
No. No one needs to see that right now. No. And she said that she really liked it. And so shout out, girl. She's like one of my best friends at my wedding. She's one of my best friends.
Well, that's good.
So, you know, I'm paying her to say this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has no choice.
No, not really.
Her choice has been taken away from her.
Pretty much. So she's our first non-bot fan, and my husband liked it. He thought your queen voice was the funniest thing, and I was like, what about me?
That's like, good.
You were also funny.
My parents listened to all of our episodes over the weekend and noticed that we had been complaining a lot about not receiving any ratings and reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
So my mom said that she was going to leave us a review, but she didn't know how, so she was going to let me do it for her. And then she asked if that cost money.
Aww, that's cute. Again, like I ever said to you when you sent me that message, if it only costs money if it's a bad review. It's the only reason it costs money. That's so sweet. My mom has not heard this podcast. She heard the other podcasts that I do. But she's very firm on she listens to her car talk. Wait, don't tell me and ask me another. Mm-hmm. And you will not stray her from that path.
Well, if we are in the ranks of those three, then I think we're doing all right. Yeah.
I think we'll get to be on one of those podcasts. Like, hey, because they always have, like, podcast people on there, like, someone from the How Do You Do podcast. Like, what the stupidest name? From the I Like Bananas podcast. I'm really shooting myself in the foot now. I'm never going to get asked on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better stop talking. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm so excited to get to what we're going to talk about today because I love pageants.
Okay, so on May 21st, which was a few weeks ago, this was supposed to be when we recorded last week, but we were on hiatus.
We were.
There was some dispute amongst the talent.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go to Vegas.
I had a three-day weekend.
Yeah, I had a three-day weekend. You know what I did that Monday doing?
Huh.
Depressing financial budgeting.
Oh,
that was terrible.
Some good adulting stuff.
No, it was sad adulting stuff. You know how much I've spent. You don't really think about it. I was like, oh, I don't need to think about it, and then you start thinking about it, and it's not good. It's not good. Mm-hmm. But now I'm an adult, and I'm getting better at it. That's one of my 2018 life goals, was to get that under control. So that's what I did.
Just to get your life under control.
Yeah, it's going crazy. No, just like become more organized and more thoughtful and less. I feel like I'm always frazzled and never, like, if things were done on time and accordingly, it'd be a lot easier. Apparently. Also, I'm also learning to just be firm and to not avoid conflict. And I will do it so easily. I'll be like, it's okay, don't worry about it. But this year, I'm just like, I don't like you, or I don't like what you did, and here's why. And I felt very confident. I almost backed down today for my resolution. I'm selling this old Kindle on like one of those seller apps. And all these selling apps, all these people want to do is haggle. And it's cheap stuff. So, like, I put, like, this $20, like, kitchen playset for $20. I'll give you $5 for it. And I was like, no, it's 20. And and she was like, are you sure you can't haggle down? You're not going to sell it anything lower than that. And I said, I guess I'm not going to sell it to you. Have a good day. And I was good for me.
Did you follow up with her after you sold it and said, here's a picture of my $20.
No, I haven't sold it yet. So she might be right. I don't know. Everyone wants to haggle.
She's playing the long con with you.
I will get that Sesame Street kitchen.
I will pay $5.
And then I got really excited that I thought I was going to finally sell some more stuff because I got a bunch of messages. But it was a computer app bot from the app saying, like, you should lower your prices. And they're not high. It's just that people just want to pay next to nothing, essentially.
A buyer's market, Joanna.
No one wants to buy my old shoes and books and accessories. I do have some cute accessories for sale. I do.
Like bracelets and brooches?
That and purses. Places.
Yeah. Are purses an accessory?
Yeah, that's an accessory. Mm. You don't have to have it.
If you have things.
No, you can hold on to your shit.
You have hands. You can carry things.
I know. What would men do without women's purses? They wouldn't be able to carry their stuff around. That's been my experience in life is men are like, oh, purses. And they're like, can I put stuff in your purse? Like,
I used to carry a bag around all the time, and Diego would give me things to carry all day.
You stopped doing that?
Yeah. I said, nah, no more.
I'm telling you, as a child, I was like, when I was done with school, I was like, I'm going to college. I don't need to have a backpack. Backpacks are so annoying. And now I'm like, I love my backpack. I sound just like that.
I'm in college now.
Yeah, this is actually a fake voice. My real voice is like this all the time.
That's your radio voice.
This is my radio voice.
Hello, I'm Joanna.
That was a good impression of me. It sounded just like me. Wow. I was transported.
So, do you know what happened on May 21st?
The pageant?
Yeah, so Miss USA 2018 was held on.
That thing you brought up 10 minutes ago.
Was on May 21st. Do you know what Miss USA wins? Because I had no idea.
A scholarship?
No.
That is not what the movie Miss Congeniality told me.
She's beauty and she's great.
Best line in that movie was when they cut to William Shatner and he's like being interviewed about like how it blew up. And he was like, right in the middle of my song! Always gets me.
Do you watch that show that he's on, the traveling show with him and George Foreman and what's that other guy's name from Fonzie?
Henry Winkler?
Yeah, Henry Winkler and someone else.
This is not a real thing. Oh, is it the guy with Terry Pratchett? Or Terry Pritchard? No.
Yeah, they are on like a traveling show where they go around traveling places.
No, Terry Bradshaw. Terry Pritchard's a sci-fi author. And if Amanda's listening to me, she's going to be very mad at me because on her last podcast, she talked about Terry Pratchett. No, Terry Bradshaw. He's like, he was in Failure to Launch.
I don't know. He's in this show with
William Shatner. You don't know the famous Matthew McConaughey movie, but you know this really weird TV show.
Watch the show. It's good.
Okay.
It's funny.
All right. This
I forget what it's called. Something.
You're such a big fan.
Let me look up what it's called. While you do that, I'll do this.
I gotta give a shout out. This isn't an ad, people. This is real. This is a product I use all the time. Look how
this is real life, people.
It is. This right here, that light, is my Scentsy warmer. Have you ever had a Scentsy? They're awesome.
I've never even heard of that.
It's awesome. One of my parents at work, Catherine Whitehead, sells them.
And now, how come when I search William Shatner, IMDb is not the first, second, or third link that comes up?
What's the first one?
Second. I don't even see it on the first page. Oh, here it is. It's at the bottom.
What comes up before that?
First was Wikipedia.
That makes sense.
Then WilliamShatner.com.
That makes sense.
Then TrekMovie.com.
That makes less sense.
And then his Twitter and Facebook. And then Rotten Tomatoes. Then CBS News.
What was he doing on CBS News?
And the IMDb is like 10th on the page.
Well, I feel like people don't, like young kids don't really know him for his acting anymore. They just know him for being William Shatner.
I thought you were going to say young people don't know about IMDb.
They probably don't. That's how I knew all. Like, I have Unfortunately, one of my weird and only, like, you know how I'm not good at math, Matt? It's because I know way too much about celebrities and what they've been in. I'm like, I can, like, I'd be really good at, like, the Kevin Bacon game. I could really know, like, a ton of.
The show is called Better Late Than Never.
Okay, I've heard of it. I didn't know it was actually getting, like, how long has it been on the air?
Okay, it's on been on 2 seasons now.
Okay, all right. I'll check it out. I like all those people. Wasn't there supposed to be a show with Betty White in a rocking chair off her rocker?
Off her rocker, that was on for about a season too.
Oh, I thought it hadn't come out yet.
I don't think he was on that though.
No, I mean, all old people don't know each other, man.
Oh man.
Jeez. Okay, so what is Miss America win?
I think Diego fell asleep. I can hear him snoring over there. He was watching TV with his Bose headphones on, and I think he just fell asleep. So Joanna, do you know what Miss USA wins?
No, I don't.
Well, besides a crown and a sash, Miss USA immediately gets to move. Let me try that again. Miss USA immediately gets to move into a luxury New York City apartment where she lives rent free for the length of her reign.
I did know that, actually, but
she also receives a year long salary. And all of her living expenses for the year are paid.
I would make that year so expensive. Like, I wonder if you have to have a budget out. Like, what are your living expenses?
Or
you
can just make yeah. Them. I would ignore whatever that limit is. They also get a stylist from the... I forgot to write this part down, so I'm trying to go off memory here. So if this is slightly made up, I apologize in advance. But they get a stylist from the organization, and they get styled for the rest of the year. They don't have to pay for any of their clothing. And I can hear Diego snoring.
That's how interesting our podcast is, Diego. I remember there was a MTV show about like beauty queens living in one of their New York houses. And that was supposed to be interesting, but I don't think it made it more than a season, so there's that.
So did you watch Miss USA this year?
No,
Did you even know that it had happened?
No, but I do like pageants, but I guess not that much. I like watching local pageants.
I feel like since Steve Harvey did not make any screw-ups that we really didn't hear about it.
I can't imagine how bad he must have felt when that happened.
I couldn't help but notice that they did not invite him back this year.
Was that Miss USA? That was Miss World because it was Miss Venezuela.
Okay, well.
That's who Valentina did on her Smash game.
We'll cut all that out then.
The people who heard it live know.
You heard it here. Okay, everybody who's watching, the one viewer that we have right now, don't tell anybody about that.
Who are you? Can the viewers comment, or is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a there's like a chat box on YouTube.
Oh.
This would be a good time to talk about how Joanna and I are experimenting with live streaming our episodes.
Can you tell them how experienced we are?
We're having, I wouldn't say technical difficulties, because probably everything's working right. We just don't know what we're doing.
That's
so
we'll get there. We're gonna be so pro with this. People
there's
gonna be
like... I know on the YouTube page where everybody is watching right now. There's like a little chat box, but I don't think we can see it.
Unless... Well, I clicked on it, but I clicked on the link to the actual podcast. Or
yeah, that's I just went over there. Ooh,
what?
I look good.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I can
hear
myself. I'm sorry.
You said it. You gotta. You can't love yourself, man.
Were you saying something earlier about trying to avoid confrontation, or trying to not avoid confrontation? Let's go back to that for a second.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because I just thought of something to say about that.
What?
If you're avoiding confrontation, then how the heck are you and I going to get our reality show?
No, I'm not avoiding it. I am not going to be like, it's cool when it's really not cool.
Yeah. This girl has got opinions, and you're going to know about them.
But I'm going to say it politely.
Mm-hmm. And the first firmly. Time.
And I'm not going to say, if you hear me say, like, if you, this year, if you hear me say, oh, that's cool, that's fine, I legitimately mean it.
Oh. Well, then I'm going to ask you, are you sure? You know what bugs me is when you... When somebody asks you, like, are you okay? And you say, yeah. And then they say, are you sure? And you say, yeah, I'm fine. And they say, no, what's wrong? And I'm like, No, I'm fine. No, but you don't seem fine. Well, okay, now I'm not fine because you're irritating me.
Well, you remember, like, what phrase did I say that made you think that I was, like, annoyed? I was like, oh, sure, or something like that. And you're like...
Oh, because every time I would ask you a question on Messenger, like, oh, do you want to record tonight? You would reply with fine.
No, I never said fine. I don't use that word. No, it was like, I think it was sure. I think it was sure.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Which... And whenever when I saw that, I would read it, I interpreted it as sure.
Oh, well, speaking of, like, interpreting things the wrong way, I ordered Ryan in February. A custom magic token. And what I wanted it to say was, it's supposed to be...
Joanna, is Ryan your mail-away bride? Or your mail-away... mail-away husband?
Yeah, I put in the box, must do impressions, be semi a male equivalent of me, and be a Ravenclaw. That's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. I ordered a Nick Offerman, Ron Swanson magic token, and wanted to say, I want all the mana you have.
Uh-huh.
And the artist was like, well, I can't write the words on it. It's not enough room. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll just tell him that that's what he's supposed to say.
I'll just tell him that that's what it means.
So I ordered that in February. I still do not have it.
Ryan, when you look at this, think that's what it says.
You have imagine to say it that.
Says, imagine it says that right here.
That was so fun. I think he was just mad he didn't think of it. But this author, like the artist...
Is this like on Etsy or something?
No, it's on... he's a famous magic artist. Well,
you don't have to name him since you're trash-talking him
publicly. I'm not trash-talking him. I'm not. And I'm going to tell you why, because this is just like... When you interpret things differently, so I
Hold
haven't.
On, I'm gonna move my microphone. It's gonna make a lot of noise. Okay.
Well, that wasn't a lot of noise.
Oh my god, it was deafening for me.
So no, I emailed him. I was like, hey, just letting you know, I ordered this, and he goes, okay, cool. And I never heard anything. And then I messaged him like a month later, like, hey, what's the progress? And he goes, oh, I'm super busy. My schedule's crazy. I'll let you know. I never heard anything. Months go by. His schedule's
you'll get
so
it
crazy.
When you get it.
Essentially. And I get he's an artist. I have a lot of friends that are artists and commission. I get it. And I sent him a message. I was like, hey, I mean, no offense. Like, it's been, you know, a long time. If you're busy, don't worry about it. Just I'll cancel the order. And he goes, no, you just squeaked enough. And I was like, I squeaked enough that time because I talk too much? And I was like, I'm sorry if I bothered you. I was like totally passive about it. And he was like, no bother. I did it before you said you were going to cancel. I was like, and at first I said, oh, okay, thank you. And then I was like,
no bother. Just please stop messaging me.
And then I was like, no, I am bothered by that because, like, I just got offended by the words that I squeaked enough because I've been told I talk a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know by who. They're crazy. But I took offense to that word. And I was like, hey, I don't squeak. You never even heard me talk. And I was like, hey, just so you know, as a businessman, you probably shouldn't say that I squeaked. Like, it sounds like I really bothered you and it wasn't my intention. And he goes, oh, no. And I said, I shouldn't have said squeak. Like, he meant that, like, he just, like, just finished it. Like, it just happened. It was just a wrong choice of word. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
This reminds me of a story that I have to tell you later.
Why can't you tell me now?
Because it's not for... the show.
Ooh, we should do a Patreon where we have, like, we just dish on people, but you have to pay, like, $1,000 to make it worth it.
Look you how... pay to hear about who we don't like.
That'll go on for a while. Okay, so, Missy
right,
was...
Joanna. So...
You see how little we get a pillow out, because I'm like, it's gonna take a while.
Yeah, get comfortable. Yeah. We're gonna be here all night, people. YouTube said we're allowed 8 hours.
We will get our 8 hours.
I'm going to get my money's worth. So after the top five finalists were announced, it was time for the most anticipated round of the evening, the question and answer round. The questions this year were not asked by the jury like they usually are.
The jury?
But by the... The judge.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they got really intense.
Is that not what they're called?
No. It's not like they're for a crime.
The judge, the jury, and the executioners.
Yeah. You know, speaking of those questions, though, you know South Carolina is famous for having, like, one of the worst pageant answers of all time, right? Like...
Oh, well, you just wait.
Okay, you remember that girl?
Oh, is it the one girl that blew up the internet?
Yeah, that was from South Carolina. I'm in South Carolina, yeah.
You guys must be so proud. Well, one of the top finalists this year was North Carolina, which I know is not the same thing, but
it's not. No,
it's like next. Well, it's like one of the finalists also was Nevada, so that's like saying that it was kind of like almost California, which is not.
Well, you know what? They asked so much of these pageant girls. Like, they literally have asked, like, hey, can you solve world peace in 30 minutes? Like, in 30 seconds? Like, questions the president can't answer. Like, it's crazy. They have all these insane questions that, like, no one should be able to answer. Well, we'll see what I wonder if someone has any examples of questions.
So, I was thinking that we could either play the audio clips of them answering these questions and then laugh about them.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to move my microphone again.
We have a chat, Matt, by the way. Someone named LK said, good morning. Good morning, LK.
Oh, good morning.
Talk about good morning. Where are you from? I feel like one of those like lounge singers that's like, where's everyone from?
I'm taking requests.
Okay, sorry. You're going to play the audio or we're not playing the audio? How's that working?
Well, no. I was thinking we could either play the audio of them asking and answering the questions and then give our commentary on it. Or it could be even more funny and less work for me if we just read the questions and answers to each other.
I like that. Also, LK is from Germany. What up, Germany? We are close to 5 in the morning.
Oh, dang. That's way too early to be awake.
What are you doing up so early?
Watching us.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Okay. So Joanna, do you want to ask the questions or answer the questions? How do you want to do this?
Well, you did a really good queen voice, so I feel like he's on holiday. Hey, on holiday. Okay. So I will be I'll be the questioner, okay. And you be Miss Nevada, I guess.
All right. These are written verbatim. It says we got a new subscriber. It's your husband.
Hey, husband. Gee, I hope he likes me.
You're getting a thumbs down.
Like that mean person on the Instagram. Oh, are you ready? Am I supposed to start?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been waiting.
Sorry. Okay. Miss Nevada, tell me about the time when you felt unworthy and how you overcame it.
The time I felt unworthy was when my family and I became homeless and experienced this hardship a couple years ago. I felt like I could never accomplish anything in life, but through these circumstances, it brought my family and I stronger together, and I really learned how to appreciate life and never take anything for granted. So through this situation, I found myself worthy, and I am grateful for that experience because that made me who I am today. Thank you.
That was a way to bring the room down, Miss Nevada.
And I did watch the video of them answering
these
questions.
Did she sound like that?
For research purposes. Yeah. And
did you butcher
her? She got buzzed at the end for running out of time.
We don't want to hear about that. Also, to answer LK's question, no, it will just be us in the live chat. Are we not enough for you, man? Come on.
This is a private broadcast just for you.
Yep, all the way in, and my husband. And you're right, so yours is asleep.
Yeah. So the second one might be my favorite out of the 5.
I don't know. It doesn't sound very fun. All right. Miss Florida, what up? Sexual assault is an issue at universities across the United States. What do you believe can be done to protect women on college campuses?
I believe in college campuses, you have different groups and activities where women can self-defend themselves, and that would be the opportunity to make it better. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, she had 30 seconds. It wasn't the best answer.
She did not get buzzed at the end.
I bet. She was like, I'm not touching this. I was just kidding, LK. No need to be sorry. Jeez, that's a hard question. But they ask these like crazy hard questions, and
they set them up for failure.
But and they must have to practice them. Like they must have to know that these are coming, and I kind of feel for them in a way because like there was a couple years ago when that I can't remember which pageant girl where she like answered that she didn't believe in same sex marriage. People were like, well, she would have won if she had lied, and should she have lied? And like I don't think she should have lied. But there's a more like you're not looking for a real answer in pageants. I mean, I kind of wish you would, but that's kind of not what they're going for. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on it. Like, I want them to give a real answer, but I understand why they wouldn't want to give a real answer, because you work so hard to win something and you're so close to it. You just prop with the pressure buckles to you. Like, it kind of sucks.
I agree.
Oh, LK has a joke for us.
Go for it.
I'm not nervous at all. Well, he's...
All right, Jenna, why don't you go to the next one?
Okay, while he's typing that up. For question for Miss Nebraska. Oh my god, what are these so sad questions? What are the S like? Miss Nebraska, what do you like to do in Nebraska? Where's the best place? You know what? That's what the Miss United States pageant should be. It should be...
Talking about the state that they're from?
Yeah, also recommendations, like, why should we go to your state? Where's the best place to get seafood? Where's the best place to get a good barbecue meal? Like, I guess that could be, like, people could pay them to say that. But I'd rather like to know more about their state. I think that'd be pretty interesting than, like, all these depressing questions. All right, Miss Nebraska, 1 in 4 children in the United States live in a single-parent household. How has that affected our generation's view on marriage and family? That's not really depressing, I guess. That's just like a...
So then for this one, she had to pause and think for a second, because this question really threw her for a loop. She said, I'm so grateful to have grown up in a home with two parents, so I can't personally relate to this. However, I do work in a children's hospital that has a certified specialist who works between children and families and the medical team, and I have seen single mothers at the bedside working remotely on their computers to stay by their children and support them. And it just shows that no matter, be it a boy or a girl, that you can do that.
What? That did not exactly answer the question at all.
Thank you, Miss Nebraska, for not answering the question.
No. Oh. Okay. Sorry. That is a joke. That is a joke. Ha ha ha. Okay. Miss North Carolina. Oh. Kind of like mine. Oh,
classic LK.
I know. So good. Okay. I feel like I should do Miss North
Carolina. You go for it. Miss North Carolina, the Boy Scouts recently decided to accept girls into their organization. Do you feel that it is a positive change? And do you think there is value in single gender organizations? And then after you answer this question, Matthew has a few comments.
I think that this is a great change. I think we are in a time in America, not just America, but the whole world, where gender equality is a huge thing. I believe in 10 to 20 years from now, women and men are going to be complete equals, and we are taking those steps right now with the Boy Scouts. Didn't really answer the question either. Also, no, we're not going to get there.
Also, don't think that this question is not lost on me, that they're asking about single gender organizations in the Miss USA competition.
I didn't think about that.
As soon as I read this question, I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean we should be having men in the Mr. and Mrs. USA?
Why don't we have a male pageant? We should have a male pageant.
Well, you guys don't, but my people do.
They're my people too.
These are my people.
Where my people at? Where my people at? Okay. I wish I knew what some of these accents sounded like. Well, South Dakota. I don't know what that sounds like. I'll read this one for women. I'll be Miss South Dakota.
No. Okay. During the last presidential election, more than one third of women neglected to exercise their right to vote. Why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not sure why that is. You know what? I like that she was honest. She was like, I don't know.
You can please see yourself off the stage. Thank you.
I think that women are perfectly capable of expressing how they feel, and they should be able to vote, and they should be able to express that at the polls. And I think that we need to get out there as women and show that we are perfectly capable of doing that. I like that she admitted she didn't know what she was talking about, but then she was like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but women should vote.
But then she proceeded to go on to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what she should have said? And, like, I would love to do... I love these pageant questions. Like, you know what? That's not our problem. Like, how we're voting is the problem. Like, a lot of people's votes aren't being equally weighted, and it's a bigger problem than that. Like, there's so many ways to turn these questions around, and they're not being used for... And I'm sure other people... Like, again, it's been a while since I've watched a pageant... on TV, I've watched some local pageants, and there's so many ways to answer these questions, and these are just like, This is my opinion on a related subject. Like, the like, if these were turned into essays, like, for a persuasion class, they would fail. Like, they would all fail. Because I had a teacher, or my debate teacher was really tough on us. And if we had turned anything like him this in, he would have lost his mind.
I think going back to what you were saying earlier about not giving a real answer, I think a lot of times they're trying to give, like, an answer that is going to please the most number of people.
Yeah, it's like a politician in a way. And it, like I said, I feel like they would, for me, I can be like, well, this is how I would answer it, but I haven't dedicated my life to pageants.
And if you don't like my opinion...
This is the year of 2018, where I don't care what you say. Miss South Carolina. No, well, like, they've worked their entire, like, people I know who do pageants and take it seriously have been doing it since they were children. And
well,
like,
I've seen
the main finale, and to get all this way up, and to know that basically if you answer something incorrectly, that just the immense amount of pressure. I can't imagine how much that must be.
I've seen pageant moms. I know how it starts.
Actually, I think pageants are good. I think pageants get a bad rap. I think pageants.
Actually, I haven't seen. I've been to one. I went to one in person.
I went to that drag pageant, and it was a mess.
Well,
there was two contestants. And the contestant that won was very proud of herself. I'm like, I worked so hard for this.
And like, one of them came in third place.
I'm just saying, the person who won was very proud of herself for very little accomplishment, in my opinion. But
can I tell you something? I don't know how long we've been recording for.
Forever. 44 minutes. We started streaming 44 minutes ago. Three.
Because my audio recording on the other thing says 1 hour and 15.
Well, that's because we had...
Well, I know, but a lot of that's going to get... A lot of that is for the Patreons.
Oh, yeah. What were you going to ask me?
About what?
You're like, I want to ask you this question. And you're like, how long have we been recording? And then now we're here. We've got back up.
I don't know. I don't know what I was going to ask you.
Was it has to do with the rest of the show notes, or is that for next time?
Oh, what's on the rest of the thing? Oh, yeah. That's for a different show.
You're just so ahead of time.
Don't spill all of our secrets, Joanna.
I'm going to spill all the secrets.
These people have to stick around if they want to hear more.
I think LK left because he's deleted all of his messages, including his joke. So, you know, giving the people what they want, Matt. Flawless Miss South Dakota impression, and they still aren't happy.
Mm-mm. All right, so let's talk about a little bit about our social medias that we have set up. So Joanna and I are now on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's honestly probably where we're going to be the most active because we could probably do the most there as far as interacting with people and posting stuff. And we can make it these sorts of... Oh, we should have put an announcement on, like, what's that, the story?
Oh, I guess we could have done
that. Like, that actually, like, pops up for people.
I guess we could have done that now, but... We're wrapping up, so. They've already missed the Miss South Dakota.
They missed all the good stuff.
And LK's joke. That was a good joke.
Go follow us on Instagram. We're at, what is it? That's What I Said Podcast.
Yeah.
I should have.
The social media.
I actually have this all written down. Hold on.
The social media name that actually makes sense.
Yeah, Instagram, That's What I Said Podcast. We're also on, we have a Facebook group called That's What I Said Podcast. I'm not that active on Facebook very much.
I know, I'm more active on the Instagram.
And then we just started a Twitter that I'm not so proud of because all of the usernames were taken. But we're at TWIS for, that stands for That's What I Said, _A_podcast. It just rolls right off the tongue. Where else are we? We've been doing a lot of networking with other podcasts. Joining the podcast community, which I didn't realize there was such a big one.
No, I didn't know there was a podcast to recap other podcasts.
Yeah, and I started subscribing to a lot of the podcasts that have been following us, and we've been following them. And there's some pretty good ones out there.
I like Basic Bro. That one's a good one.
Maybe for a few future episode, I'll put together a list of some of my favorite people, and we can talk about that.
Yeah. You look so cool in your, like, just your black background there. You're just, like, so lit up.
I feel like I'm about to give an Apple keynote.
I didn't want to say it, but...
Next week, I'll be in a turtleneck.
Ooh.
What else? Oh, we also have a YouTube channel.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we're on it right now.
we're on it right now. We're going to start live streaming, which means that means Joanna and I are going to have to get like on a schedule so that people will not be waiting around for us.
Yeah.
What else? You can follow us individually on all those social medias. I'm on Twitter at Matthew Dickens and on Instagram at Mr. Charlie Dickens. Long story there.
I remember that story.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm actually back on Twitter. I've tweeted twice now. I feel like I've gotten
better. Twitter is so excited.
They've been clamoring for me.
Giving the people what they want.
Me and Bette Midler are like chatting all the time. It's at Feline of AvQ, which I was so proud of that username when I came up with it. Do you get the references in it?
I get it.
Okay, I was like, no one is gonna have this, and I was so jacked up about it, and no one like has gotten it.
There will be other people who get it too.
And my Instagram is joanna.monsoon because Jinx Monsoon inspired me quite a bit. Yeah, I'm one of those people like I'll see all the time on Twitter when their Twitter names will be like Katya.Trixie. And I'm like, really, y'all? You can't think of your own name? And then I realized that mine is still Joanna.Monsoon. And I was like, okay, but it's really, my name's in it.
Really, guys?
And I'm not a 12-year-old girl, so. That you know of.
Surprise, surprise.
I've been mistaken as one many times.
This is going to be the section of the show where we read our reviews from iTunes.
Do we have any?
So that's going to conclude this reading of our reviews on iTunes this week.
I was going to review us, but I was like, that feels weird. And
just don't sign it, Joanna.
Well, I can read Mindy's. Mindy's is good, but she didn't post it.
Oh, well, it doesn't count if it's just a review in her heart.
No, it's a review that she sent me on Facebook.
Oh, she just showed you like, this is what I was going to say.
Where did it go? Listening to more of your podcast with Matt, I really like it. Thanks for the shout out. Smiley face. You're getting all the shout outs now, Mindy. You asked for it. I'm going to talk about you all the time. The adulting she's episode. Like, oh, yeah.
She's like the unofficial third host of the podcast.
I mean, kind of. Now she's talking about, oh, I listened to all your episodes with Matt. I really love it. I really needed it today. I had a crappy day.
All the episodes
day.
That I'm in?
Yeah. Just you, Matt. And then she said it's really good, and I said we're going to do a live video and let me know when it is, and I let her know 5 minutes before we did it, so super good at that. I was going to message her today, but I didn't know what time we're going to get started, and I was literally making...
Well, maybe we should... All right, so for the next week, we will post something like an hour or two.
That sounds
before.
Good to me. Yeah.
Just so that people can make arrangements, hire a babysitter.
Well, our podcast is pretty kid-friendly, too. I mean, you have an infant toddler teacher here with you. Like, if like, someone requests, like, can you do a finger play with one of my kids, I'll be like, rat-a-tat-tat, who is that? Okay, I'll just give you a little taste. Yeah.
That's for the Patreon. You gotta pay for the rest of that.
Joanna's musical hour. Or, as I'm known at work, you know what I'm known at work is Miss JoJo. Like, I only hear my name called, like, I'll be somewhere, like, at the grocery store and I hear Miss JoJo. I'm like, oh, okay, it's someone from work, because, like, I don't get called that anywhere else. That's my name. I heard it in the grocery store tonight. It was so cute, and it was this little girl, and she got so excited to see me, she couldn't speak. She was like...
Seeing you outside of your normal environment.
It was pretty cute. I'm not going to lie. I'll take it. I feel like a celebrity.
Also, we're going to try and see if we can get Ryan Reynolds to be on the podcast. If anybody out there knows Ryan Reynolds, is friends with Ryan Reynolds.
I have an in with him. Here's my in with him.
Can you please send him a link to a podcast?
Okay, get on it.
We'd like to maybe have him be a regular guest on the show. Friend of the podcast, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my God, if that ever becomes a thing, I'm getting him a shirt that says friend of the podcast, Ryan Reynolds.
So we are, we're going to like vision board this where if we put it out there into the universe enough times, it'll come true.
I mean, I do have a room just devoted to Ryan Reynolds, so I think we're already on there now. So I feel like if we actually, I told Ryan that we're going to do that. He goes, I feel like you talk.
Not Ryan Reynolds?
No, Ryan, my husband. I told Ryan that we're going to do this, and he goes, you talk a big game, how you'd be like, oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds, but you just be like...
I thought about that too. Like, if we ever got an interview with anybody slightly, like, just like slightly accomplished, we'd both be like, so I'm like a really big fan. Oh my god, you should have seen me embarrass myself at DragCon, just with trying to talk to people.
What? Who did you embarrass yourself with?
Actually, I was pretty cool with RuPaul. I was joking around. I can't say I made RuPaul laugh out loud, but it was a good back and forth for the 2 minutes that I was in that room.
I would have died. Were you by yourself? Or were you like in a line?
No, I was allowed to be accompanied by, with Diego.
No, but like they bring you into a special room, like there's no other fans there. Like,
oh yeah, we waited in a giant line, and then you go around the curtain, so you can't just see RuPaul walking by.
That's nice. That's like when Mickey Mouse, where you had to like wait your turn. You couldn't just go into Mickey Mouse with a bunch of people.
And there was a booth for Ross Matthews.
Oh, did you meet Ross Matthews?
No, he was coming the next day.
Oh.
They told us, they specifically said, oh, he'll be here tomorrow if you want to come back tomorrow. I was like, I'm just here for the one day, but thanks.
I'd rather meet Ross Matthews, because Ross Matthews in that Bossy Rossi episode was hilarious.
Did you? Yeah, you didn't watch Big Brother.
I watched Big Brother, the YouTube channel. Have you seen that channel? It's a guy who makes sim characters, and he puts them in a Big Brother style house, and he gives them challenges.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's really funny.
My friend Ron watches that. He sent me some links, and I pretended like I looked at it.
They're really... Oh, you just added yourself to Ron. Wow. No, it's really funny. You should watch it.
All right. You should watch Big Brother.
You should watch Big Brother YouTube.
It comes out right after... it comes out every year after Drag Race wraps up. It fills the void in my life that Drag Race leaves.
Well, I watched a little bit with Michelle Visage, and that was okay.
Well, that was the UK one. That was not good. The reason I brought it up was Ross Matthews was in Celebrity Big Brother this season in the US, and he was really funny. I like him a lot. I feel like we're best friends, because I watched him on TV every week.
I liked that gif you sent of me with him, like, the headphones. That was pretty cute.
Oh, when he smacked himself in the face with his headphones.
So relatable.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode. I don't know how long we've been recording.
I can tell you.
We've got two different...
57 minutes.
Oh, my God. This is going to take me forever to edit down.
You're welcome.
Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. And leave us a 5-star rating and review, like I have been saying every week.
Come on, people. Don't you like us?
I mean, it's free.
I know. We're funny. We're kind of cute. Look at that hair like Ron Weasley. Everyone likes Ron Weasley.
If you want to see that hair, come hang out with us on, what is this, YouTube?
YouTube. It's not really pretty week. Right now. I didn't wax it or anything. Well, look at it. It does this thing.
That's hold on. Cool.
Oh.
The people are looking at me right now. There you go.
Yeah, this does all sorts of stuff. I can put stuff in it. That's pretty cool.
Are you going to grow it back out, or are you going to keep it short?
I don't know. I think I'm going to see how the summer goes. And
that's not a decision you're ready to make right now?
No, it's very easy to, like...
Well, if you ever have any news that you want to announce, make sure you make it here.
Yeah, of course. We're people. Whoever pays me more. Well, you're paying me nothing, so... And people hasn't returned my calls. I'm trying to subscribe to that damn magazine.
When do contract renegotiations come back up?
For us?
Yeah.
Who would we talk to?
Just each other.
We're going to get nowhere.
If you like Joanna, and you should like Joanna.
You should.
You can check out her other podcast that she does called Hear Me Out.
I forgot about that.
She does that. You forgot you do that one?
We've been on a hiatus from that too, so it's been a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I missed
it. I still listen. I subscribe.
You did leave. It's so funny. We're at Jesse's house, and he's like, Ryan was like, we got a really nice review from this person. It wasn't from anyone we knew, and he read it, and it was your review. I was like, that was Matt.
And I couldn't tell if it had posted or not, because it doesn't confirm or anything. And then you can go back and edit it at any time, apparently.
If someone pisses you off. Like,
it's a very odd system, that iTunes. It's very fickle.
Fickle friend. Fame is a fickle friend, Harry. Sorry. Every time I hear that word, I always think of Gilderoy Lockhart. Anybody else? Just me? Whatever, nerds.
A nerd.
All right. I should probably wrap this up, because, you know.
All right. So,
this is always our hardest part, is stop talking.
Yeah. Well, I think we just don't know how to end.
just.
We still haven't come up with an ending.
Oh, yeah. I kept, like, not liking your ideas and not contributing anything else of my own.
That was my favorite.
That was dumb.
You're like, that's dumb. Bye.
I didn't say it was dumb. I just kind of implied that it was dumb.
Oh, I think you said, that's horrible. Goodbye.
That sounds like good. Me. That does sound like me. All right, let's
sure.
Let's practice one. So I'm doing a Zaleski, and then you...
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh my god! Saying my name.
No, we gotta. This will all get cut out except for on YouTube. But we gotta right after we say bye and hang up, we need to record something else.
That promo.
Our promo our for our show.
Emotional.
So we can get famous finally.
Finally, and just leave all this behind. What are you gonna do with your millions of dollars?
I don't know. Start a podcast.
With Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Can I pay you to be my friend, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. I have $1 million.
Yeah. You don't know what that's like, Ryan Reynolds. I feel like I couldn't go on a date with Ryan, like, not that he's dying, but, like, a double date with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I don't know what I would talk to either one of them about. I think I'd just be like...
I think if he asked me out, I'd have to turn him down.
For Diego.
Ryan, I'm taken.
Stop it. I'm going to say yes. Stop, Ryan Reynolds. We can make a record of how many times we say Ryan Reynolds in an episode.
Next week's episode is going to be about Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. It's featuring.
All right, so let's finish this.
Okay.
How do we finish?
Bye, everybody. Yell it. Bye.
Bye.
You have to start watching it.
We will. I'll add it to our list of stuff to watch.
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu right now. You've only missed week one. And, well, I mean, it's on Hulu, so you watch week one. It's just, like, it's just basically guys coming up with, like, really cheesy pickup lines. Like, this guy rolled up in a hearse and said, "When I heard you were the Bachelorette, I died."
Our YouTube video page says that two people are waiting to watch our stream, and I think that's you and me.
Hold on, I want to see if Mindy asked me to tell her when it was up, and I wasn't sure if, like, we'd have technical issues tonight, so I didn't tell her. Oh my god! Okay. Should we post a link to this on our Instagram with our, like,
Mindy?
Oh my
god, we're so bad at...
What?
At social media.
We forgot to post our live show to, like, anybody.
Here, copy.
So far, Ryan, I think, is waiting to watch in the next room, because I sent him the link, and he, like, opened it.
Oops, that's the wrong thing.
Who do you think is going to Miss Congeniality while we have a second?
Wait, have you heard that Miss Vanjie, what's her name? What's her actual name? Something Mateo?
Vanjie Mateo, or
Vanessa Vanjie Mateo. That there's rumors that she's going to be on the next season.
I saw that. You sent me that.
She canceled a bunch of her appearances.
If she wins it for only being there an episode, that would really suck. Because then it literally just would be fan favorite.
I think, I'm trying to remember who. I could see Asia winning Congeniality.
That's who I voted for.
Especially since they did a whole episode about her being, like, helpful and...
Yeah, that's why I thought they were angling for her to get it. Now, are the fans going to vote Miss Congeniality, or are they going to vote fan favorite? That's the real thing.
It says you can broadcast for up to 8 hours, so...
Let's get started.